Why are you so excited? What's going on?
Well, I'm doing something tomorrow that I haven't done in a long time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a colonic.
No. Yeah. I did that not so long ago.
Yeah, no. Last week.
Yes. I'm doing something that I did as a child that brings back so many good memories.
Oh, mate. Billy cart.
And it's not riding a billy cart, and it's not riding my Bumblebee BMX, which I'm still filthy about. And I had it out with Mum over Christmas about
all right,
that.
All right.
If you're going to buy me a BMX, Mum, you buy me a Mongoose, a Redline or a Supermax.
Pretty simple,
it's not
Mary.
A Bumblebee.
Bloody
anyway,
hell.
As a kid...
You should actually let go. We should get Mary on, and because I know your apologies are magnificent, but I want you to forgive Mary for the Bumblebee.
If she gives me an apology, I'll apologise to her.
But that might have been all she could muster up. She might have worked for weeks to get that Bumblebee.
They were the same price as a Mongoose or a Supermax.
See, he can't let this go.
No
matter what you say, he can't let the Bumblebee go.
No.
It must have been a source of serious embarrassment back in the old days.
Have you ever been bullied as a kid? I grew up in Sunbury. When you grow up in Sunbury and you get bullied, it is not easy. You go down the BMX track and you've got Bumblebee pads on your bike. It's like rocking up to basketball and everyone's wearing Air Jordans and you're wearing KT26s.
Yeah, doesn't
now, there's
work.
Nothing wrong with a KT26, but you're not cool.
That's right.
All right, so it was disappointing. Anyway, I'm doing
one
something.
One day.
Yeah. We've got to get Mares on.
We've got to get Mary on.
And Mares
and
is,
you have to forgive her.
All right.
I know it's going to be
as long as she apologises for not...
No, apologising when you forgive somebody.
No, you can't put some kind of parameter around an apology like that.
No, you just have to say, Mum, I've held it against you for a long time.
I love Mum, but she's stupid for buying me a BMX.
Mate!
That Bumblebee BMX was just a poor decision.
This is the same attitude you had before you had a hole-in-one. You hated everyone who had a hole-in-one. We used to have people calling all the time and they would tell us about their hole-in-one and you hated it.
You know why I hated
it?
Because you called me an acist.
That's right.
He reckons I hated everyone who had a hole-in-one.
You were.
And I was. True.
You were.
True.
You were racist against other people who had hole-in-ones.
But that's got nothing to do with my bike. Just buy me.
No. Because you didn't like people calling in bragging about it, but you had to go through the five steps.
Yeah, all right.
Right? There are five steps.
But it would help if she apologised first, then we can move on.
No, that doesn't work that way.
All right, we'll get to that.
Got to forgive.
All right.
Is she as stubborn as you?
Yes.
No, my sister is. My sister's stubborn. Mate, Mary's pretty. Mary's pretty good.
Along. You would have been ripping each other's heads off back in the day.
I don't know what happened.
So what are you doing? What's this thing you're doing?
So tomorrow I'm going yabbying.
Oh, so good.
Now, I haven't been yabbying for a long time, right? So I've got a friend who's got a big property down on the Ballarine. 26 dams he's got.
Yeah.
Twenty-six dams.
Jeez.
One of his dams is over 500 metres in circumference, bigger than the MCG.
That's a big dam.
No one has fished his dams for 6 years.
There'd be bloody yabbies everywhere.
This could be Yabby Central.
It is Yabby Dabby Doo.
This could be Yabby Jeans. Like we could have so tomorrow. So it's been a bit of a. We've been organising. So we've got some nets ready to go. We've got the string and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. What sort of meat are you using?
This is the important one. So I ring up Heritage Meats, Pete, my mate.
Yeah.
And I said I'm going. I'm going yabbing.
Mm.
I want your dirtiest, stinkiest heart, liver, lungs. You give me what you've got.
Yes.
And he said, I don't have a lot of that. I said, well, give me some rabbits. Because rabbits is really good for yabbing.
Yabbies love rabbits.
Rabbits. Loves rabbits.
I didn't know.
Don't
that.
Know why, but they love rabbits.
Righto.
And he goes, I don't do rabbits.
Oh, what sort of a butcher is this bloke? He's a hack.
No, but then I start. No, Pete's far from a hack.
Is he?
Like, if there's rabbits available, he's got them.
All right, but just
so
not at the moment.
I just thought I'll have a look around Geelong. No one sells rabbits anymore. No one sells rabbit meat.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. Have you seen rabbit meat in the in the butchers or in the supermarket?
No, I haven't seen rabbit stew on any menu for a long time.
We are in a plague of rabbits right now. Why isn't there rabbits? Why are we not eating rabbit?
It's a bit like duck. It's a rich meat. Is that the story?
Well, it's a bit gamey, but if you know how to cook it, if you do rabbit stews and, it's not like cooking chicken wings or buffalo wings. it's a little bit different. I can't find rabbits. I can't find rabbits, so I might have to go and catch some rabbits.
Well, I bet there's people who know what they're talking about.
With my hands.
Just running around a paddock. There'll be people out there who listen who will know exactly how to cook rabbit, and I want to hear from you on our socials next week. I want to know.
Well, my mate John Stafford, who lives in Sunbury, he goes ferreting still. He's got ferrets and he still goes ferreting.
How many ferrets has he got?
I don't know, but...
Do you have a stable of ferrets?
No.
What do you call it?
No, it's... I don't know. It wouldn't be a flock.
No. No. What's the grouping term?
No, it'd be
Oh, Siri. Siri, no?
Hang on.
Here we go.
Hey, Siri, what is the grouping term for ferrets?
I found five. Business. Cast. Fessines. Fessnying. And business.
A business of ferrets. I like a cast. A cast of ferrets.
Yeah.
There you go. A cast of ferrets.
So he's got a cast of ferrets.
So he's got a cast of ferrets. But I remember he used to sell them for about $8 a pair. Because when you get the rabbits, yeah, you sell them as pairs. Yeah. They used to be $8. I think they're about $30 or $40 a pair.
What?
For a pair of rabbits now.
What, for like pet rabbits or for eating rabbits?
No, for eating rabbits.
Yeah.
Now, you don't sell pair.
Well, $30?
$30 or $40 a pair, I reckon.
Want to be a good stew.
Oh, well, yeah. We'll have a look. How much are a pair of rabbits?
Go on. No, don't do the
Hey, Siri, how much is a pair of rabbits? Here we go.
You got it?
Yep, it says how much they cost.
Why didn't Siri talk to you?
She's got the shits. $30.
$30
for a pair of rabbits, too.
Righto.
I don't reckon I could eat rabbit.
Anyway, going happening.
Why can't you eat rabbit? What the hell is wrong with you? I just don't want to do it.
I just don't want to eat a rabbit.
But you're a human, mate. That's how we live.
What do you mean you don't want
we
to eat a rabbit?
Eat things.
Mate, you won't eat... grapes. You don't eat grapes. Is it grapes?
Or strawberries.
But there's nothing wrong with eating rabbit.
You eat cow and pig, don't you?
Yeah, but hang on a second. You're having a crack at me, Marco, for not eating a rabbit, yet you don't eat strawberries and grapes.
Do you eat meat?
Yes, I do.
There's nothing wrong with a rabbit, mate.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Well, how do you know? You've never tried it.
I have tried it.
See?
Oh, you didn't like it?
I didn't love it.
Well, there you go. That's why you're not eating it.
See, I don't discriminate for my fruit. Not like you. You discriminate meat. I don't like any fruit.
Have you eaten crocodile?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Have you?
Crocodile's awesome.
I would love to taste crocodile.
It's not as good as platypus or dolphin, but... So we're going yummy, and I'm taking Kev with me.
Kevin! Taking Kev.
So Kev's turning 70 this year.
God, he looks 102.
And he said, I'll bring the rock melon.
Right.
I said, what? He goes, the best yabby meat is rock melon.
You're kidding me.
I said, you're joking. I've never heard of that.
No.
So we're going to take rock melon and give that a crack.
So you won't have rabbit on the string, but you're going to have rock melon.
Might have rock melon.
I wonder how it goes.
We'll put rock melon in the net. In some of the drum nets or whatever we've got, opera houses.
It's worth giving it a go.
Give it a go. We don't get one.
How are you going to cook the yabbies?
Nigel's doing them. So Nigel's got the big yabby pot. Yeah. We'll do them in vinegar and a bit of chilli, but basically boil them.
Yep. Someone told me once that they use satay sauce for yabbies.
Yeah, they can. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I've used that. Yep. Yep.
Peanut style.
Yep.
Satay yabbies.
Yeah, satay yabbies.
And I've also had a bloke used to cook them in a Vegemite kind of broth.
Oh, yeah. So that's appealing. I don't mind that.
That's appealing, yabby.
Yes,
I like it.
Hey, you mentioned before.
I haven't done yabbing in a long time, so I'm really looking forward to it.
That will be fun.
I'll take some photos and we'll put that up on socials as well.
Yeah. You mentioned before buffalo wings. Why are they called buffalo wings?
It's because of the sauce, I think. I think it's a buffalo sauce and it became very popular.
Buffalo sauce?
Yeah, they're not.
Not from actual buffaloes, but the brand of the company is a barbecue.
I'd say so. Well, you should know this. You lived in Texas.
Yeah. So there's a company, that it's a barbecue sauce made by buffalo.
Yes, that's right.
But and a very famous sauce.
And I love buffalo wings.
I've been
on TikTok. I've actually found a couple of Kentucky Fried Chicken recipes.
And how?
I don't know.
They've got secret herbs and spices. Well, no one knows, mate.
Well, I think it's pretty close, and I've had a couple of goes at it, and it's pretty damn
really?
Close. Yep. Pretty damn close.
Speaking of that, guess what I learned over the break? Japan has a traditional dish that they eat on Christmas Day.
Yabbies.
No.
Hang on. I've been to Japan a few times.
Yeah, I know it.
And it's traditional. Big. It's huge.
And the whole country gets involved.
The whole country.
It's not McDonald's.
No.
It is a takeaway food.
The whole country eats this on Christmas Day.
Yeah, talking about it.
Yeah,
KFC.
It's KFC.
KFC. Yeah. How bizarre is that?
It's unbelievable. They all get the bucket. They all, one family after another, lining up to get a bucket of KFC.
But you know the problem? Our Kentucky is different to every other Kentucky in the world.
But see, that's disappointing because no matter where you go,
ours is better apparently. Ours apparently is the best Kentucky in the world.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. We got great chickens down here.
Steggles.
They are the best.
Are they Steggles chooks? I think they are.
What, at KFC?
At KFC.
I don't know.
I think it's amazing though how McDonald's, their quality control of everything they do is exactly the same. I've been to McDonald's in the most disgraceful, disgusting places you've ever been in Asia.
Still the same, isn't it?
It is exactly the same.
How do they do that?
I don't know. It's amazing. It's a miracle.
If you had a choice of Kentucky or McDonald's as your last meal, what are you taking?
No, I'm going to chicken tenders with the biggest bag of chips in the history of the world.
From Kentucky.
From Kentucky.
Yeah,
and a 7-Up.
A 7-Up.
Well, that's the best drink they've got.
Well, I'm going to large popcorn.
Yeah.
With gravy.
You put gravy on the popcorn.
And gravy,
yeah, okay.
With a Pepsi Max,
not
and
silly.
A big thing of chips.
Yeah,
that's me.
Yeah. Go on, third man.
Out of those two,
just no other McDonald's or Kentucky.
Oh. I'd probably go Kentucky. I think if they're the two choices.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You don't sound overly enthused.
Well, there is more. You've got to tell us what you'd have.
Well, if I'm going to have a last meal before I die, I wouldn't probably choose either of those two.
We're
options.
Not asking you that question. We're saying
these are the
Kentucky.
Only two shops.
That's the menu. What do you have?
Okay, all right. I'll probably do like a Zinger burger and a large chips with extra seasoning on the chips.
Can you ask for that?
And the chips have to be freshly made.
I didn't know you could ask for either of those.
What drink? What drink?
So, it's lemonade.
No, 7-Up.
7-Up or Sprite.
Oh, okay, Sprite.
There's no Sprite anymore.
Isn't there?
Yeah, there used to be Sprite.
What's happened to Sprite?
They've moved on. They've changed the. They've
well,
changed their
I
fridge.
I don't know this.
You don't go through the drive-thru as often as you used to.
Ah, true.
Good for you. That's why you're looking so good.
I know you can get extra salt. You know how I know that. One of my great mates, Joey, passed away now, rest in peace. Joey, when we shared a place together when we were very young, he would go when we'd go there, he would always say, I want chips, but I'm going to wait until there's a freshly made batch and I want extra seasoning on them.
How long would he wait?
Oh, like 3 minutes.
But the problem is when you get the chips straight out of the fryer, it's too hot.
Yeah, too hot.
Burn your little lippies off.
Well, I don't think he ate them straight away, but that was what he did.
Okay.
That was what Joey did, and that was his thing.
I reckon KFC chips are almost good when they're lukewarm.
Yeah,
in fact, much better, soft and mushy.
Best chips, which fast food place? Pop quiz.
We've just been talking about KFC Domino.
No, I do like Macca's chips inside my cheeseburger.
French fries.
Yeah, it'd be French fries inside the cheeseburger, gherkin out.
How many chippies do you get inside that bun?
If I get two cheeseburgers, half a pack in each.
It does sound good.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. It does sound good.
And the only reason we're not bang on, they're not sponsors of ours yet. but the reason we bang on about it is because it's convenience, isn't it? That's why we do fast food. We're not eating it because it's the greatest tasting food on the planet.
Yeah.
It's just easy.
Well, one of the great shames is that fast food, if you're buying for a family or for a family of three or four, whatever, it's actually cheaper to buy fast food and that is to make a proper meal at home, which is one of the great shames, I think.
Unless it's fish and chips.
Mate, there's nothing wrong with having KFC or McDonald's.
Oh, now and again, no, totally.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
It is no big deal. In fact, I encourage it. Get out there and get some. It's bloody good.
Mm. Yeah.
Stop being sticks in the mud.
Yes.
Billy carts. You mentioned billy carts before.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever make a billy cart when you were a kid and go, rousing around the neighborhood?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And I used pram wheels at the back and skateboard wheels at the front.
No. I used pram wheels at the front and ball bearing style slippery ones at the back.
Well, I had it back to front.
And
no wonder I had no control over my cart.
Mate.
No, I should have done it that way.
The most fun of all time. You go flying down at the end, the stop. You do a little turn with the pram wheels and whee! You just whiz around and you'd be facing uphill before you knew it.
Yeah, so I talked about my bumblebee before.
Yeah.
All right. So I, after I got rid of the bumblebee, I put a bike together myself.
Right.
And I brought these unbelievable Tufts. The blue Tufts.
Did you have the tange forks? Or was that,
no,
is it, was
I don't
that
know
a
what
thing?
Forks I had, but I had these blue Tufts. Anyway, I'd only had this bike, these Tufts and this bike, because I put them on my chrome molly frame that I don't know, found or probably stole. And I was sitting in the backyard, came home one day, my BMX was up on blocks. Someone had stolen me Tufts.
And left the bike.
Like, seriously, how bad is that?
That's an insult. That is insulting.
They left my frame and stole my Tufts.
What sort of a run have you had with BMX bikes?
You know why I bought the Tufts?
Why?
Because I used to always buckle my wheels because I was doing jumps and all that. And they said if you buy Tufts and you buckle your Tufts, the way to fix them is you put them in the freezer.
Now, I want that myth busted because that doesn't sound right to me. I always heard that, but I never saw anyone fix it.
I put them in the freezer once, but I don't reckon I put them in long enough, but it seemed to fix them up a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, if you know, get in touch with our socials. We might get you on because I need to know whether that is true.
I am going to buy a retro BMX bike in the next 12 months.
Spoil yourself.
I'm going to buy a Redline, a Supermax or a Mongoose fully done up bike.
You're kidding me.
I am going to buy it. That is going to be my present to me. They're about $2,500 to $3,000 right now.
I'm coming around.
Now, will I ride it? I don't know.
No, just leave it in the corner of your house, mate.
I'm going to put it in the study. I'm actually going to put it up on the wall. I'm going to get a thing and I'm going to actually sit it up on my wall so I can look at it every day. Just walk by. It's just one of those things.
What do you call these things? Because I'll tell you a story at the moment that TaylorMade did, the golf club brand, and they couldn't make enough sets. But what do you call this sort of thing? It's like a trophy of youth or it's something you have in your office or something you buy to spoil yourself.
Yeah, I don't know what you call it, but we all go through it.
Yeah.
Like I'd love a VL Commodore again. I had a VL as an 18-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
I had three of them, I still had them.
Which year?
I had an 87, 88. My second car was a VL Nitron.
88.
Limited edition, 88.
88's the best.
Well, that's the one. That was the VL Nitron.
You know what? 88 had the Nissan engine.
Yeah, mine were three-litre Nissan turbos.
Oh, mate, so good.
The Interceptor, unbelievable.
We never sold our VL. We had an 88 VL, wish we never sold it.
They're best cars.
That is
a trophy car.
I would love a Mustang. You know the old ones, the 1960 ones. It's cliche.
And you want a right-hand side drive too,
I want on the wrong side.
Oh, you want on the left side?
No, I want a left side drive. It's a big cliche, but I just love them. I reckon they look so beautiful. The little pony in the back. The story I was about to tell you is that when Tiger Woods first came to TaylorMade, he got all the clubs done and he has somebody make clubs for him. So they're absolutely perfect. So for whatever reason, for instance, he has his 9-iron a little bit more offset than the rest of the clubs. It's really strange. Some of the clubs don't quite match the half inch, half inch, half inch, quarter inch, quarter inch, quarter inch when you get down the bottom. They're a little bit off. So TaylorMade, he got all these requests. I want a set of irons like Tiger Woods. And they all thought that people just wanted to play the clubs that Tiger played. But it wasn't the case. They just wanted to have a set of Tiger Woods' clubs in the office. Some people wanted to play them. They made them in this beautiful box a whole lot. They couldn't keep up.
Really?
They couldn't keep up with just a set of bats that were made for Tiger Woods that people could put in their office for the same reasons that you probably want to put the Mongoose on your wall people.
Because it brings back great memories from you as a kid. It's a bit like, well, what about Tiger now splitting up with Nike?
Oh, that's big.
So they've now split up. It was like when Kobe passed.
His shoes went through the roof.
I bought a pair of Kobe's online over Christmas.
Yeah.
They were for my daughter and they retailed for about $140 when they first came out.
Yeah.
They were $450.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
$450 only because Kobe's no longer with us. So it's just that I think you've got to get your head around that there is some things out there that are going to appreciate very, very quickly because of our age group now.
I reckon our family out there, if you've got something that you have bought that just makes you feel good, you bought it for no other reason that you just want to have it in your house or you just want it close to you, get in touch with our socials. We would love nothing more.
Do you remember the day when I moved down to Bowen Heads many, many years ago, right in the middle of radio, there was one thing I always wanted to buy. It was a pinball machine.
I would love a pinball machine.
So I brought Pirates of the Caribbean because I lived down the beach.
Yeah.
I lived down the beach.
Yeah,
so Pirates
the best
of the
one.
Caribbean was the one. It was the saddest day when I sold it. I sold it and I should never have sold it.
I would have bought it off you. What'd you sell it for?
$3,000 or something.
Oh, please. I would have had that thing.
I know. Stupid.
You're a mongrel.
You know, remember the old tabletops?
Yeah, I got one. I have one of them as well.
I would love one of those.
You can load them with Galaga and with Pac-Man.
They come with 1,100 games now. Yep, 1,100 games and about $1,000.
I want one. I want one of those too.
I think they're about maybe $4,000 or $5,000. They're a lot of money.
No, you get them for $1,100 tabletop.
Really?
Machines, right? Really? Like, I'll send you the link.
Does it come with cigarette burns in the...
Of course it does.
Yeah, I want
one of course it does.
Got to have that.
Now, guys, we've got a lot to get through because we have... I mean, you guys were talking some civil selfishness earlier on, so we're going to get to that
I'll
shortly.
I'll come back with mine. It's important.
And we've got a caller, Horry, who doesn't want to be a hero, but...
His name's Horry?
His name's Horry.
Righto.
Horry the hero.
The Horry's a hero, so we're going to talk to him shortly.
Great.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco. And as always, thanks to our great mates at E&S Trading. Make sure to subscribe and you'll never miss an episode. And it'd be great if you could rate and review us wherever you get your pods.
I'm very keen to find out what Horry wants to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
I've never met a Horry before. Have you met a Horry?
No, I don't think I have.
I wonder if that's
Is it short for
I don't know.
Horace?
Well, why don't we call and ask him?
AB.
The only Horace I know is Horace Grant, that played with the Chicago Bulls.
He was a good player.
Horace Grant was a gun.
Superstar.
He actually took over from Oakley when Oakley was there. They got rid of him and brought in Horace Grant. They needed an enforcer, a big centre.
Some weird glasses towards the end of his career.
Yep, needed him.
Come on, Ozza.
Hurry up.
Hello, Greg speaking.
Hurry.
Hey.
G'day, mate. It's Ox and Marco here. How's things?
Really good, thanks, pal. What about yourself?
Yeah, going well.
Hang on a second. Why do they call you Hurry?
It's just my surname. My name was Horror.
Yeah.
And eventually the girls would be screaming over the fence, Hurry, Hurry, Hurry. And then we just
got other girls. Sort of other girls.
Yeah, fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so fantastic. Now it's been tamed down to Hurry. So.
Now we believe that you, we believe you're Cape worthy. Is that true?
Oh, I don't know if it's a Cape worthy thing. It could be. Can we still be friends? It's the opposite of that.
Oh, really? All right. Well, talk. We like want to hear this. Please tell us.
Oh, I think it was a story about us going. Me and a mate. Let's just call him Russ, because just like Marco's neighbour.
Yep,
it's a good name.
That's
doesn't
right.
get used enough.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, love it.
Oh, no. So me and Russ, we go out to Brighty O'Reilly's. We put on a stack of jupe, as you do back in the 90s.
Oh, I love
you.
Nice. Monday night? Was it a Monday night?
No, it would have been a Saturday. After footy.
Yep.
So you duck down to Brighty's. And he's been lucky enough to get with an absolute stunner.
Ooh.
So.
Nice. Things are looking up.
Yeah, the equivalent of our Margot Robbie, and because it was the 90s, we probably would have been the Sharon Stone lookalike.
Wow. You know? My goodness.
Anyhow, he had the time of his life. We go back again next week.
Ooh.
He sees her across the bar.
Ooh.
Makes his way across. I can see him stumbling, and he looked uncomfortable.
Uh-oh.
So I just make my way over there, and I introduce myself. I said, hi, my name's Greg. And she says, hi, my name's Kylie. My mate's face lights up with joy because I've just got him out of a real sticky one because he had forgotten her name.
Oh, my God.
And he's gone,
yes.
You're a legend. Gave me a huge hug. And he just, ever since, he still thanks me because got him out of a real pickle. And then after that, he was just away, smooth sailing.
How good is it? There's nothing worse. So you do need a cape for that because that is serious.
That's a great
don't
mate.
Want to be a hero, but that is mates 101.
Just a simple mateship thing. You're just looking after a pal. You can see him struggling.
Kylie.
Just stuck over.
Kylie's a 90s name too. Introduced
herself, pleasantries.
You know what?
She was a good sort, I tell you.
You know what, Greg? Yes. We talk about wingmen and they don't get enough credit.
No.
They do not.
No.
But in this situation, you deserve a medal. You deserve something more than a pot of Carlton for your troubles.
Ooh,
you deserve something special. You need more.
Yep.
You need to go down in the. There needs to be a Hall of Fame for wingmen.
There should be a T-shirt, a wingman T-shirt made up of that moment.
For something like that, Greg should go into wingman
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame into folklore.
Yep.
For doing something like
you
that.
You are our inaugural Hall of Fame wingman.
In fact, that's right.
Simple things. Hey, boys, simple things.
What we will do is that we will have an honour board for great wingman performances moving forward this day. And, Horry, you are number one, sir. Number one.
What a privilege. What a privilege, eh?
We'll have to get someone to design something up.
Oh, yep. Easy. We've got a design team here. No, easy.
It better be like, you know, when you go into a lawn bowls club and you've got the dirty old things with it. Almost got a little roof on it. It's almost got a little roof. It's got the gold writing. Right now, it says, what year was it?
Oh, no, 1999 was a really good year for most of us.
All right. Yeah. 1999, Bridie O'Reilly's Horry.
Done. You're in.
Nice work, Horry.
Well done. Thanks for taking a call, mate.
Hey, boys, can I just whack another little story in?
Yeah, oh, please.
Love stories.
Please.
Righto. So, same fella. We'll call him Russ. This is John with KT26s.
Oh, yes. Sweet spot.
He worked for the council, and they were the issue shoe.
Right.
And he was a garbo. Remember in the old days, you had your footy jumper on. The garbos run behind the back of the truck.
That's right. They were the fittest blokes in Melbourne.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, it was Paul Couch. And Gary Hocking.
That's it.
So good old Russ. He was new to the caper. He was holding onto the back of the truck. And another bloke dacked him. And he was too scared because he was new. And as he's driving around on the back of the truck, his pants were down around his ankles and he couldn't reach down to pull his pants back up. And he had cars bipping their horns behind him. And all the way down Gilbert Road, that was Preston.
Magnificent.
Jeez.
Something just pops into my mind. I wonder if old Kylie would have given old Russ the same sort of treatment if she'd known he was a garbo.
I don't reckon
Kylie wouldn't have given him the time of day is what I'm tipping. That's hilarious. Good on you. Thank you, Horry.
Absolute legend.
You're a star.
All right, lads.
Thanks, Horry. See you, mate.
I'll speak to you again.
Will do. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
That's fantastic. Love that.
Good wingman.
If you've got a good wingman story, this is the place, folks. Get in touch with the socials.
Names are important.
We have got an honour board all set to go.
Anyone else sense the irony that Ross was a garbage man? Any of his junk out?
God. Don't you start being funny.
That is comedy gold.
For goodness sake.
Comedy gold.
Nah, he cleaned up.
Now, this civil selfishness you mentioned earlier on, Marco, you were pretty up and about it.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, okay. So I am.
You know, a couple episodes ago we were talking about shop assistants should get a free one.
Yep.
Per day.
Yeah.
Well, this kind of falls into the same category, except it should be worse. These sort of people should be stoned.
Okay.
Stoned.
Who are these?
Well, I'm doing a lot of driving with my daughter at the moment because she's on her L's.
Yes.
And I'm enjoying it because she's a very good driver. But for
better
some
reason. Better than Trish, apparently.
Much better than Trish. I feel more comfortable.
Is Trish not a good driver? She's not one of those jerky. She's a jerky driver.
If it's 60, she's got to be on 60 the whole time. She can't just go with the flow.
Trish, you're better than that.
It's hard to deal with. Anyway,
so Liv is flying.
That's a different story.
Well done, Liv.
Liv is killing it, but she's in this habit of wanting to say hello to other learner drivers on the road.
What do you mean? Or give him a wave?
Yes.
Or a two?
No, a wave. She wants to give him a wave.
No. That's uncool. That's uncool.
I know.
Leave you better than that.
But because of this, we are now, you know, kind of driving side by side with other learners. All right? It's just crept in. Right? But now I'm starting to notice because we're side by side, we're in the left lane, people are now tailgating the other learner because Liv's a good-looking girl. The boys don't want to go past anymore.
Oh, no.
So now we've got these blokes tailgating another learner on the right-hand side.
Oh, no.
Tailgating. When I say tailgating, 1 metre off
funny.
The backside.
That is funny.
Ooh. Tooting the horn and carrying on.
Get out of the way.
Just tailgate. If you,
you've got to tell Liv to stop flirting. And I know she's not flirting deliberately, but she's just got to drive. Don't worry about waving. Don't worry about the other loonies on the road. Just drive.
Oh, she's waving to these boys.
She's waving.
So she's being polite and just going.
No, well, she's having fun in the car because, look, Dad, there's another learner. I'll say hello.
And the bloke thinks she's.
Hang on a minute here.
It's unbelievable.
Well, if my boy had been driving too, doing his learners, and Liv had waving to him, he'd be driving beside her as well.
Oh, mate. It's a messed up world.
Yeah. You mentioned Trish being a bit of a shonky driver.
Yeah.
My wife, Jay's got this terrible, terrible habit that I call her out on and she won't stop doing it. She's one of those phantom breakers when she's in the passenger seat. She put, you're driving along and she goes like that, or she'll go like that. Well, it's totally safe. It's completely fine. And she says, I just do it. That you're driving a little dangerously. And I'm not driving dangerously. I'm driving like a normal human.
She's got Tourette's.
I was watching on TikTok the other day this trick that they played on their dad.
Yeah.
So the dad's in the passenger seat snoring away. And they got a photo of a truck coming straight at them and they stuck it on the front windscreen. And it looked absolutely real. They had these little lights behind where the lights were, so it looked like the lights on the truck were coming.
Yeah.
The missus slams on the brakes. The two kids in the back are filming. Like this. Dad jumps up. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I want to see
it. Wow. Is a great that. Now I love stooging.
I want to see it.
Nothing better than when someone's in your passenger seat and they're asleep, and you slam the foot on. It's so good. But as a parent, when you're teaching your kids how to drive, it can be nerve-wracking.
What's the number one thing? I asked another girl before I...
Brakes. Brakes. Know where your brakes are, darling. That's all. Just know where your brakes are.
Yeah, you got to have a deal. That's the deal. Oh. Listen, I might get uptight. It's not because I don't love you. It's because I'm nervous. But the other thing, you've just got to brake when I say brake. That's all. That's the two things.
And they want to get right up the backside. And they want to put on the brakes really quickly.
Yeah.
Just
chill.
Smooth.
Chill.
Smooth is good.
Chill.
Smooth is good.
And you got to have that voice too. This voice you just displayed then. Nice going, darling. That was magnificent.
What are you doing?
None of that.
You got to be calm.
Talking about gentle voices, I needed one over the break. Christmas.
Why?
You remember I told you I was having a lot of people over for Christmas
today? Oh, yeah.
So
how'd it go?
I had 25 and 65 or whatever I had.
They're all sleeping in the house.
Had a bit of an issue. Plumbing.
Who would have guessed?
Our plumbing backed up.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Holy moly.
So we couldn't flush the toilets, right? So
is this from overuse?
Could be. It's just an older house with, old pipes and whatever.
Okay. Did you have to get a Portaloo delivered?
No, we got through because one toilet must have been on a different line and that was working. But one toilet, and the boys were just in the garden and just number twos and the ladies were using the other toilet.
Right.
Anyway, cut a long story short, we get a Boxing Day and it's pretty bad. So I ring up the plumbers and I said, I need this. This is urgent. My toilet won't flush, blah, blah, blah. On Boxing Day.
Oh, they would have stung you.
No, they said, no problem. We'll be there tomorrow, 27th. I said, no problem.
You would have copped that.
You've got to have a fix. So no problem. They said, we'll be there at 11 o'clock. At 3 o'clock that afternoon, I ring. I said, are you coming? They go, no, we're going to be there tomorrow. I said, well, I'm going away tomorrow. What time are you going to be there? She said, we'll guarantee you'll be there by 10. I said, I'm leaving at 1 because I've got to be at the airport by 3:30.
Yeah.
So if you can just make sure that happens. 12:45. Still not there. I said, are you coming? They said, oh, we'll be there in 5 minutes. So they rock up. I told them what was wrong with the toilet because I'd unblocked it with... Yeah. Do you know how to unblock a toilet if a toilet gets blocked?
Plunger?
No. Most people use plungers, but the best thing to use is a mop. So you just get the mop and you slam it in and it actually pushes all the water and it doesn't break your pipes. You just pop it and it pops. So it pops where the...
Pushes through the blockage.
So I'd done that. I said... And I said to the lady, when he rocks up, don't bring a plunger. You'll need a machine because it's blocked from the street, from my house to the street, to the main sewer.
Anyway, jeez,
this kid rocks up with a plunger with a ticket on it. So he's gone to Coles and picked up this plunger.
Oh, you're joking.
I asked him, how long have you been in the game? He goes, I'm in my third year apprenticeship and blah, 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 blah. So we finally get it fixed, and they're not the plumbers themselves, but the agent that I was going through got it all fixed for me eventually.
Good on you.
My civil selfishness, though, how is it the plumbers and other tradesmen can't rock up on the right day or anywhere near the right time without calling you? How selfish is that?
Yeah, you need a call. Everything, all's forgiven with a call.
Send me a text message. Just say, look, I'm not going to be there. So they're a day late. They don't even ring me. I ring them. Oh, no, we'll be there tomorrow. We'll be there at 10 o'clock and they get there at 12:45.
Yeah, see, I reckon you got a bad one.
Really?
I get a lot of calls when we are dealing with tradies. They're quite good.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon you've just got a bad egg.
I copped it 3 times, though. It was pretty ordinary.
Well, they might know who you are.
So your civil selfishness is that tradesmen, plumbers in this case,
how selfish
need to be more prompt with their times?
No, not even prompt.
No, no.
Be more communicative.
Just send a text message
or a call. Just say, we're running an hour late. Because there was a lot of rain, so there's been a lot of plumbing issues. Just let me know.
Mate, even this one. Listen, mate, I had a big night last night. I've only just got up. Apologies, I'm going to be a couple of hours late. I would go, hey, mate, thank you.
So you got to treat.
I'll see you in a couple of hours.
I think tradies should treat their customers like their wife. If you're going to be late coming home, you just ring up and you say, I'm running a couple of hours late. I won't be long.
Yeah, that's
simple as that.
Just don't ask me to bake a cake.
No, exactly right.
Boys, want a bit of feedback to wrap up the show?
Yes, please.
All righty. Got a question for you here, Marco, from Dodsy.
Okay.
Dodsy has said, he sent a photo of some Jaffas that are being taken off Woolworths shelves, apparently.
Why?
I don't quite know the context of this.
And don't tell me your they're Allen's, Jaffas.
Yeah. I've contacted Grandpa Roopy.
And what did Roop say?
He's not happy with the situation.
Is this because of all the? Is this because of all the complaints at the movie cinemas?
I think there's going to be
people throwing Jaffas.
I think there's going to be a relaunch of Jaffas because when they are in the favourite style bag, they're the most. You know, people like when we've done our research at Allen's, people love Jaffas, but they've just. We just need a new ad campaign because when we were rolling them down the aisles, they were just jumping off shelves.
How good.
Yeah.
So look for a new ad campaign. It's on the way.
So Grandpa Roopy's working on this, yeah?
Grandpa Roopy has put the balls or the Jaffas in motion.
So question for you, Marco.
Yeah.
You're 54?
54.
How is Grandpa Roopy?
Grandpa Roopy is 96.
Yeah, he's in the 90s now. 96,
He wouldn't believe how good he is. He's unbelievable.
Right, okay.
Yeah, he's strong. Turns up at work every day. Has a 40-hour week at Allen's every single week.
Had kids young, obviously.
Yep.
No, 21 and 20.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
That's all young.
Yeah, he's 96.
No, I get it.
I know someone who was a grandma at 34.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
The amazing thing is I've stayed on his good side for so long. Yeah. He's basically torched every other kid.
Well, you got to make sure you are
the
heir
of the empire.
The sole heir to the Allen's lolly fortune.
Well, that is what Dodsy said here. Surely the heir to the throne can do something about it. So obviously you can.
The Jaffas are in motion. Don't worry.
We will watch that with interest.
Nice.
Josh has written in with some feedback, or a comment rather, on you, Ox. He said, Ox and Marco, I'm a bit younger than you boys. I just got all Ox's Bangles references from the last 15 years by watching one short video.
What was it?
Mm.
Well, I imagine it was Eternal Flame.
She recorded that in the nude.
Yeah.
Did she really?
She did. The producer said you'll sing the song better than you've ever sung it if you're in the nude, and she did.
Wow.
There's a trick. Oh, Susanna Hoffs. My goodness me. What a musician.
What about Walk Like an Egyptian? Where is that? That was always a fave.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a fave.
Manic Monday's good.
Manic Monday's a ripper.
No Eternal Flame, but anyway, they're good songs.
What about Hazy Shade of Winter?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Amazing.
Great song.
What a great band.
Underrated.
Immortalised.
Underrated.
I do reckon they're underrated.
The Bengals aren't underrated.
I reckon
they're rated by everybody.
No, I think it's only you.
Wham?
Oh, they're pretty big.
Bam. Oh man.
They're pretty big. I mean, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go is a pretty big song.
That was
Walk Like an Egyptian or Manic Monday.
Mate, can you remember how many people were walking around with the Choice T-shirt?
The Choose Life?
Well, it's a Choose Life.
Choose Life.
I thought it was Choice.
No, it was Choose Life. What about the Frankie Say Relax T-shirts or whatever
that'd be
it is?
Big.
They
big,
were huge.
Big.
Monstrous.
Big.
Feedback from Sam here. Sam Coleman has said, G'day, gents.
G'day.
I've only just come across your podcast and I'm loving it. However, I will pull you up on one thing, though.
All right, here we go.
Zero alcohol beer. Due to my recent open heart surgery to replace a valve, I'm now only able to have 3 standard drinks a day, or I may suffer internal bleeding and die. That's what he said. Thus,
well, make the right choice.
Yeah. Thus, zero alcohol beer is my go-to. It's a little tough now. It's not funny, but it kind of is. It's a little tough now as I'm no longer able to have my 10 to 15 stubby sessions ever again. Thanks for a great show. Cheers from Sam. It's probably not bad he's not having a 10 to 15 stubby session, though, even without the hard stuff.
Would you risk, you know, if he says 3, if this is what the doctors say, I reckon he could probably go 5.
No, but see, if you don't have a drink for 8 days, you can have 24.
Yeah, is that the way it works?
That's the way it works.
That is not how it works.
You have 3 a day. If you don't drink for 8 days, you can have 24 on the 8th day.
No, that sounds right.
Hang on. This is a bloke who is a part owner of a rehab centre, and you're saying drinking 24 drinks in 1 day is fine.
That's why you should listen to him. That's he knows his stuff. Oh, geez,
yeah. 3 a day is too easy.
Got you.
Just go off for 8 days, lose some weight, and then on the 8th day just have 24, and then every 8 days you do that, you'll be well.
Talking out of your ass. late last year, we had a brief conversation about what was better, Frasier or Cheers. I can't remember what everyone said.
Cheers.
Must have been Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm Team Frasier.
I know you're Team Frasier, Woody, because you are that type of person.
Nami.
What do you mean? What kind of person?
Well, you like to be different.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because you're not the norm.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Get it? Not the norm.
Oh, yeah. Nam.
Yeah.
Luke has said both are great. Frasier's better.
All right. Let's see.
What's Luke's last name?
If he's Twitter handles, right?
Yeah. It's Luke Bradley, is it?
Yeah. Luke Bradley. Yeah.
David White has said.
Oh, Whitey. He's a star.
Hey. David White used to run Channel 10, didn't he?
Yeah, it's a different David White.
Yeah,
okay. Same one.
David White, the car driver.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to hold David because I think David's is controversial.
Is it W-I-G-H-T or W-H-I-T-E?
No, it's Y.
Oh, W-Y-T-E.
Yeah, W-H-Y-T-E.
Oh, really?
Get to him in a second. Anthony has said, Frasier all the way. It still constantly plays in our house. My wife and daughter love it. Anthony's right. It's a great show. I love Cheers, though.
Handpicked.
David, this is the controversy, and I want to get your opinion on this because I'll be very interested to hear what you say.
Diane.
David has said, both wrong. The greatest sitcom of all time is Married with Children.
See, different era.
No, I think Married with Children is arguably the worst sitcom of all time, except for Big Bang Theory, which is terrible.
I think Kingswood Country is the best, but just not politically correct.
It was great for its time.
Oh.
It was so
good. Ted Bullpit. What a character.
It was so good.
Was it not the Kingswood?
Kingswood, the community.
Not the Kingswood.
Yeah. Leave your money on the fridge, all that stuff.
Married with Children is just awful.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not.
Oh, Ted Bundy's character in that was amazing. Peggy, it was a brilliant show.
What was Christina Applegate's role?
She was the dumb blonde.
She deserved an Oscar.
And what was her role?
She played
name?
A dumb blonde better than anyone.
Ralph.
The son in.
It wasn't Bud.
Buzz. No, Bud. No. Bud.
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 Bud. Yes.
Bud Bundy.
Bud.
Bud Bundy. anyway, that's the feedback. The verdict, by the way, is Frasier marginally nudges
really?
That cheese.
I'm not surprised, to be honest.
I'm very surprised.
We're going to finish the show with a very funny joke.
Righto. We fixed the wheel up from last week.
It was anti-clockwise last week, wasn't it? Yeah. No, it was clockwise.
It's clockwise.
It's clockwise.
We're all set.
Spin
okay.
the wheel.
Spin it!
What is it?
It's a plumber joke.
Oh, really? thanks. On the back of my plumber. All right, let's find one.
Come on.
What's a plumber's favourite type of shoe?
Go on.
Clogs.
Yeah, it's just like your toilet.
Well, we'll catch you next week.
Yeah, you betcha.
And thanks for listening to the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco. And if you get a chance to share it with a friend, that'd be fantastic. Massive thanks to the team at the E&S Trading Clearance Centre in Clayton on Dandenong Road. And if you're not in Melbourne, you can check them out online. Some massive savings. Couple of Blokes executive producer is Dan Bradley at Kaizen Media, and sound design from Daryl Misson at loudzebra.com. We'll see you next time.
Where are we going to get a leaderboard for the wingman?
I was thinking about wingmans the other day.
We need a good one.
Who is the greatest wingman of all time?
Well, it's from the actual movie.
From Goose. You reckon?
Yeah.
Been some good wingman over the journey, I reckon. Well, what about Batman and Robin? Robin was a pretty good wingman.
No, Robin is a different category.
Hutch? Miss Starsky?
What about Ernie? Bert and Ernie?
Yeah. See, I think they're number twos, all those, where a wingman is a little different. A little bit different.
Wingman sacrifices himself, doesn't he?
That's right.
So would that be Kato?
Yes.
You know, the Green Hornet and Kato?
Yeah.
You don't remember him.
There's got to be sacrifice. There has to be sacrifice when you're a wingman, when you're a good wingman, because very rarely are there two.
What was Tonto? There was Tonto and... It was
the Lone Ranger.
Tonto was the great wingman to Lone Ranger.
How much sacrifice there was there.
Well, Horry did a great thing for his mate.
I'll give you the biggest sacrifice.
There you go.
With breakfast, bacon and eggs.
Yeah.
The pig made a sacrifice.
Massive wingman, the pig.
The chicken's a participant.
The chicken didn't sacrifice. He just participated.
Yes.
He just participated, but the pig, he sacrificed.
Massive.
The pig
sacrifice.
Might be the greatest wingman of all time.
All right. Let me work on this honor board. I'll get it done.
All right.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.